This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hi, I'm Ads.
Hi, I'm Bish.
And I like guys.
And I like girls.
But we hope you love this podcast.
Hi-ho, Kermit the Frog here, reporting live for the Hump Day Crew, going all green and all natural. Oh, very funny, guys. Yes.
Previously on All Natural, we've been speaking about the destruction of forests in Indonesia for the production of palm oil. To talk to us about that and what's been done. Good morning, Jonathan Larkin from WWF.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Very well.
Could you recap for us a little bit about what is happening in Indonesia and why palm oil production is a bit of an issue?
Yeah, of course. Look, palm oil is a fairly unknown food substance, but you'll find it in a huge amount of foods. Anything that says vegetable oil on the label, chances are it's palm oil, which is grown typically in Indonesia and Malaysia and a few other Asian countries, as well as South America. The issue is really that palm oil is being grown in areas that used to be rainforest, and obviously to grow the palm oil, you need to clear the land. Clearing that land means the loss of habitat for lots of really endangered species like orangutan, Sumatran tigers, rhinos, stuff that really only occurs in those places in the world.
And I believe the WWF are doing some research, or have been doing research, with the palm oil producers to find a sustainable option.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, one of the problems with palm oil is it's so ubiquitous, it's hard to get rid of. And we certainly don't want people whose livelihoods depend on growing palm oil to be out of a job, because there typically aren't that many options to grow crops there. So what we're trying to do is come up with a sustainable alternative. It's one thing to kind of whinge about the problem, it's another one to create a solution. So what we're doing is working with palm oil producers and giving them a guide and some certification to say that the palm oil they're growing is sustainable. It's not taking away from rainforest habitat, it's not impacting on rivers and local wildlife. That way there's an alternative for everyone.
Jonathan, there's been a bill introduced to the Senate last year calling for mandatory labelling of palm oil. Can you tell us a bit about the Truth in Labelling palm oil bill that's being passed?
Yeah, sure. Look, this is a really good step. As I said before, palm oil is everywhere. You'll find it in foods, in cosmetics. Something like 7 in 10 products that you find in the supermarket contain palm oil. The problem is you won't know it's in there because it's labelled as vegetable oil. So what the Truth in Labelling Bill will hopefully do is force producers to label palm oil as palm oil, and it will also force them to label sustainable palm oil as sustainable palm oil. So that way consumers can know that they're buying the right products. Unfortunately, at the moment, the power to change things really lies with the producers of those products. So we're really asking them at the moment to consider switching to certified sustainable palm oil. And there's lots of it on the market. Something like 1.75 million tonnes was produced last year. So lots of opportunity there for people to do the right thing.
Is there any news on when that bill will be passed by the Senate? Or where is that with the Senate?
Yeah, look, Parliament starts again in the beginning of February. We've been told no assurances, but it'll come up fairly quickly. So we're hoping sort of in the first quarter of this year that bill will be voted on and passed, which would be a really great step. But then again, the power to change really does lie with the producers of the food and the cosmetics that contains the palm oil. So we're really trying to work with them to convince them that buying certified sustainable palm oil is a great idea. It's very low cost, it helps local economies, and obviously it saves some of the world's most fragile habitats.
Jonathan Larkin, thank you so much for your time today.
Thanks again, guys.
That's Jonathan Larkin from the WWF. If you'd like to check out their website, it's wwf.org.au. You're listening to the Hump Day Crew here on Joy 94.9. Hi, I'm Ads.
Hi, I'm Bish.
And that was one of our podcasts, but I still like guys.
I still like girls.
Boys better though.
I don't know about that. Listen to another podcast and find out.
Okay.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.